Hey there, my name is Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Now what I've got here in my hand is an up squared board. So it kind of got the form factor and the feel of a Raspberry Pi, but rather than using an ARM-based processor, it's actually got an Intel-based processor on it, which actually means it's a mini PC. And you can install Windows on it and you can install Linux on it. And it's also got these GPIO pins, it's got SATA, it's got loads of stuff which we'll talk about in a minute. And I think it's worth having a look at this board and what you can do with it. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, so let's just look at some of the features of this board as we go around quickly. As I said, Intel processor, all based on the Apollo Lake architecture and the Apollo Lake series of chips there. You've got these 40 GPIO pins, which I'll talk more about in a moment. You've got dual gigabit Ethernet, which makes this really useful if you wanted to build any kind of networking appliance. You've got HDMI, you've got some USB ports, there's a power connector. You've got passive cooling, which is also a key thing. So if you need something that's not going to have a fan running and causing you lots of noise problems, then this has got this passive cooling on it. And also it's got a SATA connection and SATA power, which we'll talk more about in a minute. And there are a couple of other things like camera connections and so on, similar to what you would get in, let's say, a Raspberry Pi. Camera connections, Jetson Nano camera connections, GPIO pins, high performance processor. And this is what you get in this board. Now, really why I was interested in it is because you can put Windows on it, and you can actually do GPIO programming, so controlling circuits, controlling stepper motors, controlling relays via Windows. Traditionally, this is done via Linux on things like the Raspberry Pi, the Jetson Nano, and maybe some people are not familiar with Linux enough to be able to want to do that. And they think, if I could do that within Windows inside of Visual Studio, then that might be something I'll be interested in. And that's what you can do with this board. So I've tested this by installing Windows on it. It comes with built-in eMMC memory in different sizes depending on which model you buy, and we'll talk about the models towards the end. And you can also use SATA. Now this cable I've got here is actually a cable that I couldn't find one that fits in the plug they provide, so I soldered it on using my very bad soldering skills onto the board here. And I've actually used this with SATA, and it's great with SATA. So I was able to install the operating system directly on the SATA drive. You can boot if you want to from the internal memory, and then you can move over to the SATA drive. And then of course it's up to you what performance, what size of drive you put in there within the limitations of what you can get with SATA. So I was able to install Windows on this without any problems whatsoever. All the drivers for the GPU and the CPU and the networking are all on the UP website. And also the same with Linux, I installed that and it just worked out of the box. Ubuntu worked without any problem, networking all worked and so on. And both of them were able to power my 4K television without any problem whatsoever. So from that point of view, SATA, Windows, Linux, it acts like a mini PC. So if you need a mini PC that's quiet, then this is certainly worth looking at. Just want to take a moment to point you towards the Machine Learning and Data Science Certification Training Bundle. Take a deep dive into machine learning and data analysis across 8 courses with over 48 hours of content. You can get it for now for just $35. And if you use the link, which you'll find in the description, you also help out this channel. Okay, let's carry on. But the real thing for me was the ability to look at those GPIO pins from inside of Windows and inside of Linux. And this is where it's a bit of a gray area. Basically, I downloaded all the demo stuff, installed all the drivers, and I tried to just make a simple LED flash on and off, and it didn't work. Now, I looked for some documentation, and it's good in some areas. Some things are described very well. In other areas, it's a bit sparse. And in the end, having talking with the support people, I had some settings wrong in the BIOS, which is not something where I would have thought to go and look. There are different settings about how these pins are configured in the BIOS. They're not obvious, but once you get them in the right configuration, which the support team helped me do, then it was able to work. I downloaded a Visual Studio program, a Universal Windows app, and I was able to compile it and run it, and then you can actually control the GPIO pins. And of course, the hello world is to get the LED to flash, which is what I was able to do. I also tried it under Linux. I installed Ubuntu, and they give instructions on how you do that using the file system to kind of write values to different files that are part of the SysFS filing system. And unfortunately, I couldn't get it to work with Linux. Now, I'm assuming it does work, because if I can get it to work under Windows, I'm sure it will work under Linux. Probably another round of questions with the support team would have fixed that. I needed to get on with this project and get on with this video, so I stopped at that point. I'm pretty confident that it would actually work. So the only warning is that you might need to put some effort in to find the right way to configure it, but then you will have control over those 40 GPIO pins. But having said all that, the fact that I was able to use Windows Visual Studio to start controlling things in an electronic circuit was certainly something I found very interesting. And if you are a Windows user and you're kind of a bit sort of nervous about using Linux, but you're very, very familiar with the Windows ecosystem, then actually this could be a good way of getting into that kind of maker and enthusiast market, but using Windows rather than using Linux. As I said, it comes in different combinations, all using the Apollo Lake series of chips. You can kind of get a dual core Celeron with 2 gigs of memory, 32 gigabytes of internal storage for $149. And then that goes up to $339 for a quad core Pentium with 8 gigabytes of memory and 128 gigabytes of internal storage. So basically you just need to choose what you need to buy, what specifications you need, and then choose the right machine, I suppose. If it was me, it would be 4 gig as a minimum. The 8 gig one, which is fortunately I was able to test here, is nice enough. And then because you can use it with SATA, dual gigabit Ethernet, then there's certainly some really interesting net projects that you can do on this in Windows or in Linux that actually make this a quiet. I can't hear it because it's not plugged in because it's still here. But you know, it would be a quiet passive cooling board that you could use for all kinds of different ideas. In terms of performance, using the alpha version of Speedtest G for PC, which of course runs on Windows and Linux and so on, I would estimate that the UpSquared board is about 2.5 times faster than a Raspberry Pi 4. But some of that, I'm sure, is due to the throttling of the Raspberry Pi 4 when you run it under longer, heavy workloads. Two more quick things to mention as I come to the end of this mini review. One is that you can boot from the USB, and that's how I booted these Windows and Linux. Booted no problem at all, you just stick the USB disk in there. And the selling point is it has an FPGA, field programmable gate array, which you can't program, but it's pre-programmed on the board, and that's actually what controls the GPIO pins. So they're offering a driver that talks to the FPGA, the FPGA talks to the GPIO, and according to the marketing bump, that's the first board available in the world that has that kind of setup for controlling the GPIO pins. And that was actually the thing that drew my eye to it, saying, well, that looks like quite an interesting thing. And it is, if you can get through the hurdle of doing the configuration right. Okay, that's it. My name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this look at the UpSquared board. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. If you like these kind of reviews, if you like these kind of videos, then please stick around by subscribing to the channel. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.